Blog Talk Radio.
People that came before the dinosaurs. It was actually a civilization, a very far advanced civilization, almost like the idea preceding Atlantis and Lemuria. So it was one of the situations that we're going to do that whole thing. Okay, so it said the idea of finding out about these people and the idea of situations like, you know, Bigfoot, UFOs, and some things that can actually be traced back to Atlantis, and even the idea of the situation of the first people was probably why. And plus, it was also something that brought my attention too, was the idea of they supposedly found these pyramids and huge sphinxes below the ocean in a place close to where they say the Bermuda Triangle is and where Atlantis is supposed to be at. The only thing bad about the picture is it's the whole thing is lit up. So in order for this section under the ocean to be all lit up would be a huge, I guess you'd say, someone has to have a huge light display in order to capture light on the whole thing. And they're saying a robot actually captured this going deep within the ocean. Well, when you look at the picture, the pyramids look about the size of the robot they're talking about. So therefore, it's like a display. So it's one of those things of bringing things to the light where it's great that people want to acknowledge that Atlantis exists, but I think some people are pushing it. So it's kind of a crazy thing. Plus, we're also going to do angel and path life readings today, so definitely join us. If you're just joining in now, this is the Psychic X Journeyman Spiritual Link Talk Radio Show, and the ideal Psychic X Journeyman. We're going to do the solo today, no co-hosts and nothing like that. So I see what we do have callers that are in the queue and the idea of the situation. So we can ask questions about anything. If you just want to call in and get a reading, that's great. It's just the idea if you also have some insights of your own that you would want to bring to the forefront about Atlantis. Maybe you have some information about the first people. It's an incredible book, and you should check it out. Anyway, and this is what I put it, okay? I put down and say we're going to do angel and past life readings as we're giving those to you. So therefore, we're giving the answers. We don't like using the word free because realistically, if you look at the word free, it means has no worth. And this is definitely one of the situations where we want to sit here and help you understand it has worth. So therefore, you actually take and realize it and have some weight to the questions as we give you the answers. So we're giving those things to you and the idea of giving insights on the truth, on your situation, and also on the idea of real history. Okay, what is real history? It's the idea, kind of funny, the idea of looking at things and also realizing how much women have played a part in history, too, that we don't hear about. So it's kind of making you wonder about the situation and things have been kept out. Even tracing back to Pluto and people who have actually given us history about Atlantis and those kind of things. And the idea of asking ourselves, how much has been left out because of the situation of men recording history? Okay. So you look at the situation, just putting light on everything. So we're going to try to do that for you. All right, just go to our first caller, which is area code 847. Let's push on that one more time.
Hi, area code 847. Hi.
Hello, Jill. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I don't know. It's kind of early in the morning, and I've been up all night. So.
Okay. What do I do? Do I ask a question? Do you give me a message? Do I ask a psychic question?
Well, the best thing to do is to go ahead and ask a question, because realistically, I don't have a message for you. The message is you can come pretty quickly, so.
Okay, I've been doing a lot of healing and processing and getting clarity on things. I come from a very abusive family, toxic family. Do you see my life getting back to normal soon?
The first thing that came to me was the idea of what is normal.
Well, mine's way toxic. And I don't know anybody whose family normal is just like being regular, doing regular things, having a regular life instead of processing.
No, I understand where you're coming from because I actually come from a family too who's basically criticizing and everything I've ever done. there are certain things they actually do not criticize is basically because of those things they think I should be doing. So what I did was is the idea of taking a step back and separating myself from their perception and developing my own perception separate from theirs. And then
that's what I've been, that's a lot of what I've been doing.
So what's the idea of looking at the situation? What's your heart's desire? Because we all come from, well, let's look at the situation. We were all potty trained, but we don't remember it. But we do act accordingly because of the way we've been trained. So there's actually other things that our families have also taught us, too, that we have to find the core of and go, okay, I don't like that.
Right.
And then go. So I'm just, like I said before, the first thing I picked up was the idea of forget the word normal and get the idea of what you want, what you need, and what you desire, and try to filter out what the world says, what your family said, and the idea of focusing. And this is what, I guess we'll make it simple for you, and the idea of focusing on your heart, your heart's desire.
Okay.
Smooth, I guess, smooth. So,
but it is true. I'm glad that I called because you understand exactly what I'm going through. It's like, you know, like your experiences in your family define you. You know, they put you in a place that you never belonged. They see you as a person you never were, and then you've got to pick it all apart and no, I'm not this, I'm not that, I'm not this, no, I'm that. You have to figure out, it's like you have to start from the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And figure out who you are.
No, yeah, it's true. Because that's what I did.
Not, you know, not that far down at the bottom, but you know what I mean. It's like you gotta figure. I mean, you gotta redo everything for yourself because you've been brainwashed into thinking a certain way. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's also focusing up. It's also focusing on people too who want to manifest their lives that they want to, not realizing that more likely they're still using the resources that they were raised with to manifest the life they want, which actually tends to be a contradiction. Because what I did was I started focusing on things that I was hearing and being, and also the idea of being prompted to do. So every time I turn around, I noticed certain things that I used to do. Like when I was playing music, I used to be a singer and I used to put bands together. And I started noticing that when I would sit there and we'd hire people, get impressions about those people. And then they would always play out. I was always right. So I started noticing those things. And then the idea of listening to, I guess it was the first time I ever called a psychic who actually confirmed something that I already knew. So it was
right.
Those things were outside the norm. But what they were doing was they were giving me insights to where I could actually establish what's normal for me is the idea of what people call abnormal, which is psychic abilities and that kind of stuff, to the point where I started realizing that it's amazing how people sit there and don't like using the word psychic or into, you know, having these abilities, but if you notice everybody in your life who crosses your path, they have a tendency to resonate those back at you. So you can't really step away from it without realizing you have your own abilities too as well. And that's the prompting I'm talking about that always has a tendency to guide us in the right direction. And then when you start listening to the promptings, it actually has a tendency to lead you in another direction too, where you start realizing you do have guides and angels, and you also start realizing the information that you get from them is a whole lot more impartial than what you get from humans.
Yes.
So therefore you just keep going down the path. Like you said before, you've gone through a lot of stuff. You come from a toxic family, so it's going to take a while to get that residue out of your system and the idea of start seeing things clearly and the truth. Because that's why I don't like using the word normal. Because normal is like what we've been taught from our parents and society of saying this is what normal is. And if you have, and that's why a lot of people don't go after their careers and actually trust their own gifts, because not just your parents have taught you what normal is, but also the society is saying, you know, that's kind of weird, which is kind of weird.
Right.
It's kind of weird in this day and age in the first place because, I mean, shoot, anybody who's ever been on Blog Talk Radio, there's a lot of psychic shows, a lot of psychic insights, a lot of different approaches and that kind of stuff. Even I've approached things differently, too. I don't like saying we do free readings because I like to use the word giving. We're giving you a chance to ask questions and any idea of doing readings for you. That way it gives it worth. It gives it worth. It's also one of those things. We don't use I don't like using the word free because also the same in the same token, it also realizes that you also have worth too.
Right.
And the idea of asking your questions. So we give you the answers, which also has worth, and the idea of desire, but also deserving. So therefore you open up and you say, okay, I deserve this. Because my question
is, and that's a big one. I was told I don't deserve anything, and I don't even deserve what everyone else deserves. Because if I did, somebody might have to do something for me.
Yeah, so you said you look at the situation of manifestation. See, if people are taught how to manifest things in their lives and realize they have the ability before they even started learning how to manifest things, then they'll start realizing that by your intentions, it's easy to stand on your own 2 feet. You don't have to rely on anybody. At the same time, when you do manifest things, until you get to the point where you can actually materialize things out of thin air, which is possible, but until you get to that point, all your manifestations are going to come through people. But it's also realizing
right.
the idea that when you put something out there, something's going to come back, and it's going to come through people and situations and opportunities. Okay? So you have to
okay.
realize that. But see, the point is, the way you've been taught that you don't deserve anything unless you do something, not realizing
yeah.
those people are idiots. Those people are idiots in the idea of realizing that they're sitting there basically proving that the law of attraction does work by their own actions because they don't have anything. And it's like they want to. They're still living according to the world. Like, for example, I've heard women say this, I'm a giver, I'm a giver, I'm a giver, a giver. Now, people don't realize in the ideal of keep reciting the word giving all the time is that you're not giving someone else out there an opportunity to give back. Okay, so those people, realistically, if you look at them, and maybe even people in your own family, and I've been the same way too, those people are not really givers because they're expecting something in return.
Yeah.
They're sitting there saying, okay, I'm giving to you, but you have to give me something back in return. No, I don't.
Yes.
But if you sit there and but if you believe in what you're doing and the idea of setting an intention, because a lot of people don't do this either. Like somebody will sit down and say, I would love to have $50,000. And then somebody comes out of the blue 6 months later and just hands them $50,000, and they go, oh, I don't deserve this. Yeah, you do, because your intentions is what made this happen in the first place. So you have to be open to receiving as much as giving, because you already put something out there.
See, I have a problem with receiving.
Yeah.
Because every time it was my turn to receive, then there's a problem.
And the idea, I'm just saying, whatever you put out there, you'll get back. So basically, it's learning how to receive every day. And I always
okay.
tell people, don't put yourself and say, I'm ready to receive. Because if you put yourself in a situation and you say, I'm ready to receive, it means you're in the mode of waiting. But if you sit
okay.
and reword it, if you reword it and say, I'm open to receiving, which means your arms are open, which means something's going to drop in your lap, so you got to put it that way. But also listen to, when I started talking about the promptings, listen to the promptings and your guidance is the idea of putting you in the right place at the right time. A lot of people sit at the house and say, okay, I want $50,000. But they sit at the house. Now, if you're focusing on receiving it through the mail, then you should add that to your visualization too as well. But if you're not,
okay.
and you're just sitting there going, I want $50,000, okay, if you honestly believe that, of course it can come in many directions and many avenues. But if you're sitting at your house and you're focusing on $50,000 and your angels give you a prompting to go somewhere, listen to the prompting because they're trying to put you in the right place at the right time so you can receive that money. Or whatever
right.
you put out there in a situation receiving, you have to listen to the prompting because the one thing about your intentions is, and people say, well, you got to do the work. Realistically, what the work is when that opportunity comes to you is to actually confidently accept it, no matter what it is. Because I've heard too many stories of people just walk into somebody and give them money, not realizing the only reason it's happening is because you put an intention out there. So if you refuse it, the universe is kind of confused because you asked for it and you got it. So therefore, accept it and don't sit there and say, well, I'm not deserving. And ask yourself if you did say that, why would you say that? Which you can probably trace it back to a family and saying, that was
totally.
Ridiculous. What are you talking about? Yeah. So you sit there and look at the situation, like when I sit there and was in a position to actually come back to Colorado, I was in a situation helping my brother get in. He has a rental in Ohio, and he was trying to get it all done and ready so he could actually get some new renters in there. And I just happened to come back to my mom's, and she goes, can you help us with the house? Yeah, sure, why not? So I helped with the house. I threw myself into this situation, cleaning trash and stuff. And then 3 months later, my brother was like, he was a pretty stingy guy in the first place, said, I feel like you deserve to be compensated for what you did because you really, you know, what you've done and that kind of stuff went beyond the call of duty. I was like, okay. And then it was put in my lap, and it's like saying, what would you like? And so I said, I want $500 and a bus ticket back to Colorado. Now, at first, they were sitting there saying, well, we'll have to think about it. And I said to them, right into mode and said, you know something? If you would have had someone to clean that house for you, it would have cost probably $2,500. I also painted the house inside, which would probably been another $2,500. And I said, the other variations of stuff, you know, lawn care and that kind of stuff. And I said, after I have all that money and work, I put some worth to it and said, you know something, if you would have had someone else do this, they would have charged this. And I'm only asking for $500 and a bus ticket. So they went off and thought about it. And then I sat there about halfway through the week. I just sit there and said, you know something? I went to Colorado the first time and it didn't cost me nothing. And I deserve it again. Okay, so what happened was Friday came around. And my mom says, okay, we agree with everything. Really? Okay, accept it and say thank you. And then my mom did one thing she's never done. She handed me her credit card, and she said, why don't you just go get your bus ticket now so we can get it in advance. My mom doesn't give her credit card to no one. Okay?
Really?
So that was when you look, yeah, so when you know, this is the toxic family we were talking about before. It was against everything I wanted to do. But it,
right.
when I put my foot down and said, you know something, angels and guides and the universe, I went to Colorado the first time. It didn't cost me nothing because of an opportunity, and I deserve it again. As soon as I put those words out there, everything started falling into place. And next thing I know, I was back in Colorado. Even the ideal, not just the money, but a plan came to me and said, you know something, I work on the Internet, and I work on a couple of sites, and I work on the Internet. And if I go back to Colorado, I don't have all the money to get an apartment right off the bat, but I do have money to go to a hotel where the Wi-Fi is free, and I can actually work for free. And I was looking for an opportunity where I didn't have to put any more money out except for where I lived at, and I could save the rest of it to get that apartment. And actually, when I did that, everything started falling into place to the point where when I got my first apartment, it was actually a trade-out on the cleaning job where I actually got part of the income, part of the deposit and the rent, which was kind of funny, too, because it was a studio apartment, and I didn't want a studio, but I wanted a one-bedroom apartment. And my angels were like, okay, well, I'll just let it play out. So I went to go clean this place, and the landlord came to me and said, you know something? I really don't feel good about having you in there because it needs more. It needs maintenance on there, okay? But I just had a one-bedroom apartment just come available because the people didn't come back. I said, really? And the day before that, I was actually looking at that apartment going, I'd like to have that apartment. Next thing you know, the next day, he actually told me, since I had already made an agreement with him, and we were still on the agreement of cleaning that place up as soon as we get done with the maintenance. But until then, why don't you just move your stuff into the one-bedroom apartment, and I'll knock off some off the deposit too, so I have to just come up this amount of money, and you can move in, and I'll give you until, because I told him, I said, I didn't get paid until the 8th, and he said, no problem, I'll even write down your lease that you will pay every month on the 8th, which is uncalled for. Usually you want to do one in the first, and you have a great
right.
Day. I just started noticing all these things from making one decision and telling myself I deserved it. Everything started falling into place. And it's one of those things that you got to constantly do too as well, because now the world is, you got to constantly remind yourself, I deserve this. As each thing comes across, as you become more successful, you have to keep telling yourself, yes, this is what I've asked for. This is what I've put out there. These are my intentions. And yes, I do deserve it. I do deserve $2,600 a week. Sometimes that's kind of hard for people to conceive the money they've never made before, to go beyond that threshold, but also keep telling themselves, if you're putting yourself out there and you're putting yourself in a situation of service, everything that comes back to you, you deserve because of what you're putting out there. So you got to keep constantly going, I deserve this. And when you set goals for yourself, like mine's $2,600 a week, sometimes I sit there and focus on the situation that if that's not coming to pass, I never look at the world as a point of being false. Well, that's how I've been taught. Okay,
right.
if you're not making enough money at your job or you can't pay your rent, it's because of the economy. Okay, that's external. That is
right.
Not true.
Right.
It's because of my intentions and I'm not listening to myself or I'm not looking within myself to find an insecurity, a blockage, or something I've been taught I need to let go of to keep continuing to be successful. And that's what you need to do. It's one thing. If you're doing the right thing now, maybe the only thing you need to add to your arsenal is the idea of keep saying to yourself, I deserve everything that comes to me. I deserve to let go of whatever. I deserve to change. I deserve to let go of these things I've been taught in favor of the truth. And just keep going and going and going. And pretty soon you're going to start focusing always on solutions instead of focusing on the problem.
Okay, I'm writing that down. Okay. Sounds like you had some of the same experiences I have had.
Yes. I can sit there and say that. I could be general about it and say, yes, I live on planet Earth. But yeah, the family you're talking about is the idea. Every time you start focusing on what you really want to do, you always got somebody stepping in going, well, I don't think you should be doing that, and I think you should be doing this to be successful. And I have a tendency to come back and say, if I didn't ask you for advice, then I don't want it. Okay? The way people change their lives is the realization that they discover and that happened to them, not because someone told them.
Exactly.
Maybe some information. Some people, you don't realize that. You can't help anybody, but you can pass on the information. But also, you can't infringe on their free will either. If they don't ask for it, just because you think you know it's good for them, how do you know you are? Because you're crossing paths, so you might have the same issues as this person, too, as well. And you both should
right.
listen to each other. Not the idea of giving advice, but the idea of listening to each other where you are at in your life at that moment. You're both looking for changes. And one person is sitting there going, I think it's when that person should be really looking at what you're going through instead of giving you advice, realize they have the same issues, and they should also be focusing on within themselves just like you are. It's one of those thresholds where you cross. But people go, well, you give advice to people all the time. Yes, but they also sit down at my table and ask me to. Even if they don't say it directly, in the process of handing me a fee, they know what I do.
Right.
So it doesn't have to be word to word. But the idea of permission is being given in some sense the word, so therefore I'm allowed to open up and do that. You know, for example, I had a friend of mine. I'm coming up there and she goes, how's it going? I said, terrible. And she goes, why? I said, because I have a freaking headache. Well, she went right in and she goes, what you need to do is you need to meditate. You need to do this. I'm sitting there going, hold up. Why are you not asking me what I've done up to this point? Maybe the reason I'm not doing anything for my headache is because I realize what caused it, and I'm allowed to do that. I'm allowing something to take its course. And what had happened in that moment is I listened to subliminal meditations. There's this one company called I, God, Mind. They have videos, which are actually also subliminal, as in hearing, but they also have subliminal. They also have subliminals in the videos, so you're actually getting hit twice. And what had happened was I fell asleep with this meditation going on for 4 hours. And I think my brain was an overload because all that information
right.
coming in. So the idea of trying to find something for the headache I could have took aspirin for it, don't get me wrong, but I felt like it was one of those things that just let my brain reboot itself and then the headache would go away. So that's what I did. Or the idea of finding, maybe because I'd meditated for so long, that I was dehydrated. See, I'm already focusing on solutions. And this person jumps right in there and goes, hey. And then her friend kind of jumped on my case and said, I think you just want a headache. And I'm sitting there going, these are two people at that moment, they're not listening.
Right.
And the only conclusion you can come up with in that situation from the reflection I'm seeing is I'm listening to myself. I'm finding the solution. These two people here, more likely in their own lives, are not even listening to themselves for their
right.
own solution. Or, and I hate to say this, by the headaches they're causing, okay? And maybe even the headaches in their own lives because they're not listening to actually listening for the solutions, because they're so freaking focused on saving the world that they're not even focusing on their own world, okay? So when you sit there looking
yes.
at a situation, when things start getting
yes.
to the point, like a client told me one day, my life sucks. Why does it suck? I said, because you've come to a point... You've come to a point that the things that you've been taught don't resonate with you no more. And you're trying to create
yes.
that. You're trying to create your life with those perceptions which are not working anymore. That's why your life sucks, because something within yourself is saying, these are not good. they're not really netting me exactly what I want. So you need to take a step back, or two, or three, or four, or five, and go, okay, what really resonates with me? Because your angels and guides and guidance itself, it's always there. It's always talking to you. There's nothing, there's no separation. It just means you haven't been listening because you've been focusing on trying to create this life because of what's been taught. So your angels and guides are going, but this is not resonating with you, and we're giving you information. And it happens all the time. It's like if anybody's been in a car and you miss your turn, a little voice goes off in your head saying, you missed your turn. You didn't see it, but sure enough, when you go back, you realize you didn't miss your turn. You didn't see
right.
it, but it was always there. It's the same thing with your guidance. Okay, you didn't see it, you didn't hear it, but something within yourself is still picking it up. So it also proves that we all have more than just one ability. Most of us actually have at least four. Okay, clairsentient is a gut feeling. Clairaudient is hearing, promptings. Clairvoyant, visions, daydreams, dreams, and that kind of stuff, pointing out things to you. And there's another one called claircognizances, which is actually, like clairsentient ability could actually integrate all three of them together. But also the claircognizances is...
I'm sorry, my dog decides to bark. Okay, go on.
That's okay. I was having flashbacks. My ex-wife was at your house. Anyway, that's another joke. But, so is she. Anyway... When you said she was part of that family thing too, because she's actually married to my brother, so now she's a part of that core. So you can actually look at the situation. Why she's not married to me anymore is because the universe corrected the situation of them knowing what kind of path I was meant to be on, and she was holding me back. Now she's married to somebody who's content with her life, and
right.
you know she's not. Even though she's not content with her life, she is in a situation where she should be, and it's reflecting all the time. She just won't listen to it. Okay. But what I'm saying is the idea of the promptings that keep coming to you all the time. Claircognizance is actually is an ability that means thoughts and ideals that come to you, which means the ones that will solve your problems for you. You listen to those, it's also guidance. Okay? But sometimes we get promptings, which promptings could be you hear a voice that says turn around. That's clairaudient. Or you'll see a vision. Sometimes we see things in our heads when people say things, but
uh-huh.
they're also answers. And then your clairsentient ability is something you feel you should do, you should follow through with. And claircognizance is like, I'm trying to figure out something, and then all of a sudden an ideal comes to you, or else you go lay down for a minute, and this ideal just comes out of nowhere. That's your claircognizance ability. So therefore, if you look at all those situations, more likely some people have a tendency to have all four abilities, but they only come in at certain times in certain situations. So you see those, if you listen to your abilities, and you stop listening to people, I hate to say that, but it actually makes you, put you in a position to listen to people, to hear what they're saying, okay, or they're doing
right.
or whatever, and how it resonates with you. Because like I said before, if you listen to your abilities, you can trust everybody and anybody. And people might think it's crazy you can't trust some people. Yes, you can, because the more you trust everybody, that means you trust yourself. And then when these people come to the forefront, if they think you trust them, realistically, the ones you really can't trust, but see, you're trusting yourself. You feel like something's up with that whole thing, so you just say, I trust you. And guess what? If those people are being sincere, you'll know you're right. But they'll also show their true colors quicker if you
right.
just trust them. And you'll see what I'm talking about.
I've also realized I've had all the wrong relationships in my in my life. I've set them all up wrong, so now I have to go back and redo all my relationships. Do you know what I'm saying?
Go back and go over the ones that you already had and realize you had two choices. You realize the ones you made, and then by learning from those relationships, now you can see which one that you should take.
Right.
For future references. And then you can actually correct things a whole lot quicker. Because everything happens for a reason, good or bad. So therefore, if you look at that situation and you don't realize what it's all about, just means you haven't found the reason, but it does exist.
Right. Well, thank you. You were really, really helpful.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. And come back and tell us all about it, or I was going to sit there and tell everybody about the ideal. I do private readings, too, as well. And if you want to come
okay.
to me for a private reading, just Just give me a call. Just give me a call. 740.
Okay.
500-500-8863.
Okay.
Okay. If you can't get through, if you can't get me to the phone number, you can still reach me through my website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman. One word: psychicxjourneyman. Just like my show, capital X,
okay.
psychicxjourneyman.com. And
okay.
If you send me a message, I will.
Okay. Got it.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you for calling in. You have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye now. All right. Let's go on to our next caller, which is actually area code 720. Welcome to the show. How are you? What's your name?
Hi. Good afternoon. My name is Michelle.
Michelle. And where are you calling from, Michelle?
From Colorado.
Are you from Colorado?
Yes, I am.
Around Denver area.
No, actually, the rain has stopped, so.
Where?
But we are out here in Denver. In Denver?
No, the reason I noticed
in
Denver is because I'm actually in Manitou Springs, Colorado.
Oh, okay. Did you guys get a lot of rain out there, too?
We don't want to talk about it. We actually had a church on there. You ever seen churches really have that little thing out front? It puts a little message up there for the day. The church actually had a message up there, and it said, "Okay, enough's enough." So.
Oh, I know.
If the church
I know
is saying
exactly
that, I think
what you
yeah.
mean.
But so we actually, I actually had a friend of mine here in town was talking about that we needed more rain because we've actually been going through a drought for the last 5 years. And I said, maybe so, but I don't think we should make up for it in 2 months.
And I don't think we've had a drought. I mean, this whole, even the winter was a mild winter as far as the snow. But, you know, it's been raining so much, you know. I don't feel like we've had a drought at all. I remember when we had a drought for a couple of years, and so it was really dry. I remember that, but now, no. We weren't going through a drought. And all this rain that
That's
we got,
true.
You know, luckily, we didn't have any flooding,
too.
But there's so many people. Yeah. There's so many people with so much damage that, you know, you just pray for them because it was horrible.
Yes. Yeah, because I was sitting there talking
really
to friends. And I'm trying to get more business to the radio show and to my website and other things I've been working on because here in Manitou Springs, we have a creek that goes right through the middle of Manitou Springs. We also have creeks that feed into that coming off the mountain.
Oh, wow.
So we've had flooding, but the one we had the most was like the second one we had where I have pictures, and it's almost like describing the ocean coming down the freaking mountain down our creek.
Yes.
And actually,
I know.
And actually, and we had like at least 10 businesses that were shut down. A couple of them took a couple of weeks to get back open, and one just opened up not too long ago because it went right through their freaking dining room. Because they're right next to the creek. And we actually call it the Titanic moment where they actually had floating furniture in their freaking dining room.
Yeah.
And it was so funny, too, because the lady said that they actually had customers in there who were drinking who said, "Why do we have to leave?" And it was just like,
I know.
That's kind of a crazy situation.
Okay.
But we were having fun with the whole
don't.
Thing. But,
because that's the thing. People never really think, you know, that it's going to be that detrimental. Because when I saw it, I knew it wasn't regular, you know, so I called everybody that first day, like, you know, try to get home if you can. Cause, you know, I could just feel this is not, I'm a native, so this is not,
right.
you know, this is not something regular that first day. But a lot of the people that you talk to, you know, they're just like, oh, it's just, you know, rain, you know, because we're so used to if it does rain or even with us, you know, snow, we can get snow where you're stuck for days. So people really weren't prepared, you know, to really understand that this is not something normal. Like, this is detrimental. Get home.
Well, there's actually people here who are angry with the situation because it's basically the reason we're having the flooding what we're having here is because of the fires last year because there's no vegetation up there. And plus, people don't realize is when you have major fires, the ground takes a while before it's actually opening up to rain. because it's burnt, like blacktop. So therefore, you get all that water coming down. We actually had people lost three houses, and actually two of these houses came down and were actually stuck up one of our right around one of the shops right there where the creek comes around. There's an alley. You can actually see the debris of a house, and then over by our park, there was another debris of another house. So we people don't realize the creek actually goes behind the businesses that we have. Even my shop, we have creeks that go behind it. So when the creek comes up like that, if it brings something down there that's huge, it can actually take up the back of those shops.
That's right.
Yeah, take it back to shops. And plus, this is one thing too people don't realize. If you come to Colorado now, this is the greenest it's ever been, as far as I can remember, because I've been here since 2003, and everything is still green.
Sure.
My friend goes, "Oh, you can see the trees changing. I only see two leaves that are yellow." And she was like, "You know, hey," I said, "You're crazy." Anyway,
I know. So that's so programmed into what they're supposed to see, but it has been green, very green. Even during the winter, some of the trees that were supposed to lose their leaves, they didn't. They didn't.
Yeah, some people, like I said before, some of the people here are ticked off because the places here, the town, the city, and everything else, they knew about this for a year. They actually could have actually prevented the flooding. Now, one person said, "You can't stop water."
Oh, wow.
But see, you can.
Well, you can at least prepare for it, you know? Yeah. Because if you're somewhat prepared, then at least you can make sure that it's possible.
Doing now.
Yeah.
They're actually doing things now to prevent it, which is kind of after the fact. But, you know, that's how government is, isn't it? They either don't do nothing or they overcompensate.
Yeah. That's right.
So, Michelle, I'm pretty sure you didn't call just to talk about the weather.
No.
So how can we help you?
I'm glad to speak to someone who's gone through it, though. My question was, I was wondering, can you feel any information for me from past life?
Well, I was going to say like this. The first thing I picked up was the idea of being a native of Colorado goes back further than just this lifetime.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Because if you sit here and go about certain things that you've been kind of like in the Denver area where you go around places and you're going, you know, it's like if you feel very comfortable and that kind of thing, those are probably memories of being there. Because I had one lady said she liked Colorado. And I said, I've never met anybody who doesn't like Colorado. But she said, I don't.
Know.
And I said, I think it's a past life. But she had a bad experience here.
Yeah, something bad happened.
And she doesn't want to relive that. So therefore, but I think this is one thing that people have to understand too. If you have a fear about a certain situation, but you still have a prompting and you want to go there, like I said before, you probably had a bad experience. But in the process of fears and that kind of stuff, you got to confront those things. It's actually been said.
Yeah, or you'll
that,
just keep replaying them over and over.
Yeah, because they actually say our DNA actually has memories. Did you know that? Yeah, our DNA has our memories of our past lives. So when we're put in situations, those memories will come to the front because we need to confront that and deal with that situation, which has probably caused some kind of insecurity or something within ourselves that we keep bringing in with us from lifetime to lifetime. We need to let go of, like you said, Michelle, that you keep repeating it to you.
Yeah.
I just went through that with a girl. That was crazy, you know? Seriously.
Yeah.
It was a crazy situation of talking to people. And sometimes I get irritated with some psychics who say, well, you have an unfinished business. But they never tell you what their unfinished business is. And I was like, okay, I can understand that. Sometimes you can't tell people because you have to experience it. But I think we can give them insights about kind of this
business. So they know where to go, you know, kind of the look, because most of the time
we
don't know.
Yeah, my situation, people were telling me that you have unfinished business. Okay, but they didn't realize the unfinished business was the idea of finishing a breakup. That's why think about this. If you have a relationship, it's off and on. It means you don't want to hear. You don't want to listen. You want to keep going forward and say, no, this is a relationship for me. Okay, realistically, when it comes to relationships and that kind of stuff, one thing that I always tell people, and I've been doing a lot of research on the soulmate and twin flame things, trying to get different perceptions, okay? Now, people keep thinking soulmates and twin flames, they're all going to be roses and just, you know, fairy tales and the whole freaking lights and it's just going to be, it's just going to be fantastic, be awesome. And I'm sitting there going, no, it's just, and this is another thing, too. I tell people, you don't, and then I actually got this from an Edgar Casey book, who says you don't pursue these things. it kind of kills the law of attraction thing, which means you would draw everything to you. That's good for you.
Yeah, and like they say, you can't find love. You know, you can't look for love. Love will find you. And people make, so many people make that mistake because, well, you know, they're lonely and they want that because love is a beautiful thing. But people always forget, too, if you really have ever had real love, like Pat Benatar said, love is a battlefield. So it's not ever all rosy and fun, but love is what makes you stick in there, make it work out, and, you know, fix it. So I think we all just, movies, really, it's these movies that we watch, and it's like running through the field, love, that's
but
what you're showing. But when you've really been through
was,
it, that's not love.
No, let me say something real quick, man. I was watching a movie called Serendipity, okay? In movies, I don't know if you, anybody ever seen the movie Serendipity, but if you watch the movie, it is about that whole thing, how people have a tendency to focus and start pursuing things. It doesn't mean that two people shouldn't be together, but it makes it complicated.
Yeah.
Plus, I always tell, plus the idea like this, okay? People say this one sentence, when I had this relationship, I wasn't looking for it. Because in their mind, they're taught that they're supposed to, okay? And all kinds of things, pursue, pursue, pursue. But see, the realistic part of that whole statement they just said is I wasn't expecting it. You know why? Because they were living their life. And this person came into their life to be a part of it. Not a missing piece. Not a missing link. It's the ideal that you have to, it's like a puzzle. Yes, a puzzle has pieces, but they're whole. They're whole pieces. Okay, so therefore, you're not looking for a gap. Okay, you're not looking for the missing link. What you're doing is if you're looking in any kind of sense of the word, probably that's why you can't find it. My friend keeps telling me, she goes, "You're looking too hard. You're looking too hard." I said, "No, there's a difference. When you have people come into your life, okay, people are crossing your path. They're becoming a part of your life. There's nothing wrong with opening yourself up." To find out why. If you have a girlfriend, as a girl, you're talking, or a guy, you know, all of a sudden the person says, do you want my phone number? Now, that's a very open statement. And especially for me, girls don't usually say, here's my phone number. Do you want my phone number? They usually wait for you to say, if you want it.
Can I get it?
Okay.
Yes.
Right. So when you have a girl, come straight out and just says, hey, okay, I think that's something you should pursue. Or if this is an example, okay, listen to this one. This is a very good example. Because, see, in the movie Serendipity, the one thing I noticed about the movie, and we actually did a show on that movie, and we actually showed people how to manifest a perfect relationship. You see, I had intentions and then allow the universe to bring two people together. Okay, and the situation in this movie is two people meet, okay, by chance. They meet at a place called Serendipity. Now, Serendipity also, the definition of Serendipity means an intentional accident, which means nothing happens by chance. Okay, so this is the thing. They get to a point where they're trying to figure out, are they supposed to be together? They had a great moment, a great experience. They both noticed that, and they both end up in the same place that night too. Again, that's why they went out and had a date together. But the thing was, there was a part in the movie where she goes, okay, let's prove it that we're supposed to be together. So they go into a hotel with all those elevators. She goes, you go in that elevator and I'll go in this one. If we push the same floor and we meet at the same floor, then we're supposed to be together. If you watch how that goes, they both walk in the elevator, they both push the same floor. Okay, she goes straight up. Now you can look at her saying, she's ready. Okay, and then he goes up in the elevator, he thinks he's ready, but for some reason he gets all these people, all this chaos that comes in his elevator, even he just hits all the buttons. Okay, so you can see the chaos. It's also two people not really trusting, because when she gets to the top, she waits. But it's kind of funny how she, like, if she would have waited one more minute, they would have crossed paths. But she decided to leave. Now, when you look at the situation, the universe is saying, oh, yeah, you guys are ready. But inside themselves, they're fighting it, okay? So then we talk about 10 or 11 years later, they start having these promptings. And it's kind of funny when you watch the movie how these people, when they start looking for each other, how they cross each other's paths. But see, they're also intentionally pursuing. They're not allowing the universe to do it. So the universe is saying, we got you all lined up. But you guys have decided to, pursue each other, you're missing it by 5 minutes or 2 minutes because you are letting your egos control the situation instead of allowing things to happen. So, but as soon as, at the end of the movie, as soon as I let go and say, okay, whatever happens, happens, they actually meet up at the same place, the same skating ring. Even they even show things in this movie where you can also see the stars aligning up. And it's almost, everything's aligning up just the same way it was when they first met 11 years ago. But it was that brought them together. Yes. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And that's the thing, too. When we pursue it, like when you're in that pursue mode, you are making a different frequency. So you're in the wrong frequency, and that's why you don't connect, because the frequency of just living and being in the now is the frequency you want to emit, because that's what brings in the synchronicities. But as soon as you're trying to control, like we're so used to, you start emitting the wrong frequency. And so then the synchronicities can't happen because you're on the wrong frequency and messing everything up.
You got to listen to
and
it.
And that's what a lot of people have to understand, is that when you're not in the now and you're not just trying to be, you're going to always be off in your frequency. And that frequency is what brings the synchronicities into your life so you can learn your lessons, so you can connect with the people that you're supposed to connect with. But if you're off, then you're going to have to learn lessons that you've drawn to you through the law of attraction. Because as long as you're off, you're always attracting to you. What do you want to be attracting to you? That's the biggest thing. And as long as you're off, you're going to still be attracting to you, but it's not going to be what you want because you're off. Your frequency's not on.
Yeah, it's like a it's like a ball in a pinball machine. Okay, the energy is sending you all over the place because the ball is pursuing. But as soon as you let that ball coast, it has a tendency to do exactly what you want it to do. It's just the idea of craziness about the situation. You're putting all the energy. One thing I got to tell you right now is the idea of thing I keep picking up the most, and the idea of your past lives. It seems like at least the last three past lives you've had. One definitely was, we're talking about Colorado. We're talking about we're actually talking about this area, territorial, and the whole thing. There's actually pictures of you, actually, on Colorado River, and it's the ideal situation and everything else like that. And it's like it keeps resonating. It keeps saying you're in a space right now that you need to actually really focus on the synchronicity and all the things that are happening for you right now. Because the idea of certain things with relationship-wise seems to be resonating the most in the situation that you need to be focusing on. And that's another thing, too. When you start looking for external, see, what I do is it's the idea when you see signs, it's not the idea of trying to interpret them. It's the idea of see how it resonates with your heart to accept the sign for what it is and to follow suit. Not to sit there. I've seen people do this before. Even with the idea, they make a list of desires. And then they find somebody and they try to pound them into that list, not realizing, this is a list. This list is like a letter that you're sending to the universe, and allow the universe to bring to you what you want. And if things are not coming to you, it's a situation of looking at things and going, okay, you met someone on the internet. I say, if you haven't crossed paths at least in the first month, then you should really reconsider it, the whole thing, what's going on. Now, if it's a situation where you've met each, because I feel like this, I don't care if you're in England, Ireland, South America, if you meet a person and it's really meant to be, now we've got to look at the situation on an individual basis, of course. But on the basis of those kind of criteria, when you look at the situation, you go, this is not happening. That's because somebody doesn't have a lot of faith in this situation, or else they're feeding too much in the world. What I mean by the world is, we sit and go, well, I need money to go to England. No, you need an intention to attract the opportunities to make it happen. Because we know for a fact there's too many people who get on airplanes who are just in the right place at the right time and pay $100, and the next thing you know, they're in Europe. I just had a friend of mine who was wanting to go to Italy. And in less than 2 months, she saved the money up and she was there. Okay? So you sit and look at the situation. I think if she wanted to do it in a month, she would have done it in a month. And that's the thing. Now, I've been in situations, too. I had a girlfriend who lived in England. And the thing happened there was I was constantly working on, that's what my thing is, I want to live what I preach. So I started focusing on the whole thing. As soon as I met her, I started working on getting there so that we can make this thing happen in person. Because I know no matter what you do on the internet, until you have that initial meeting, I'm not saying it's not going to work out, I'm just saying you need that human contact. And then if you have to go back,
you still
made the contact, so therefore it's going to work out. But that's the hardest thing, because what she did was, she decided, it's kind of funny, she said, you're too old for me. And then she goes back with a guy who was, I think was 2 years off my age. So therefore, see, the contradiction is he was there and I wasn't. But it also shows that in that situation, it could have worked out if she would have had more faith in what was actually created between the two of us instead of listening to people saying, you don't know if he's a serial killer, you don't know. Because I used to make fun of that. Because she said, well, my friend says you might be a serial killer. A serial killer. I'm like, you're right. I have a tendency to stamp on lucky charms all the time. So you're right, I'm a serial killer. And I was trying to... So I was like, that's what I told her, too. She's like, you're really funny. I said, think about what your friend said. What are they basing it on? I said, see, the reason I'm bringing this up, because I think we have a tendency to attract people in our lives at certain times in our lives because of our fears. And those friends are actually, when we get in situations, those friends are so-called friends that we need to get let go of. What proves that we need to let go of them because they keep rehashing those fears. Okay?
Yeah. You're exactly right. You sure are. You are exactly right.
So when you focus on the situation, like I was sitting talking to my friend, it's like, she goes, how come you think this one girl is the one for you? I said, because when you start seeing when you see things in threes, it means the spirit's either confirming something or giving you a message that something's going to happen. And what happened was it was eights. And it was kind of funny because my birthday, the 26th, is actually an eight. The girl herself, she's 26, it's eight. Okay, that's two signs.
Yeah.
Now, here's the catcher.
Yeah.
This was a kicker I've never seen before. This was really intense, too. And I have to turn also tell people, too, just because you see these signs and it's really something that's meant to be, also take in consideration that people have the right because they have free will. So if it doesn't happen, don't get mad at God, the angels, the universe. Look at the ideal. People have free will to do what they want, even go against what they know is true, okay? Now, in this situation, what happened was a friend of mine did a reading for me and said, the significant part of this whole other thing is the justice card and the figure eight. Again, figure eight came up. I said, okay, that's three. So
that's
I was sitting
three,
there, and you also have to be bold in the idea of saying, if a conversation, say you're talking to that person, and you want to be discreet because you don't want to scare them off. But then again, you have to realize one thing. If you are a blunt person and you're straightforward and you're honest, at that moment, you're not. Because you're scared, so you're feeding into fear. So what I did was I looked at the fear and said, okay, I'm not going to do like I tell people not to do. So I looked at her and I said, do you believe in signs? And she's like, She kind of gave me a puzzled look on my face like, you know, like, what do you mean? So she was looking for information. Listen to the signs. She says, she had a face that says, I want information. So I gave her information. And then I sit here and say, okay, a friend of mine told me that there's a significant sign between me and you, and there's also a significant connection between us, which means we should look at those signs, and we should also discover what this is, but we can't really discover it unless we pursue it. And she goes, okay, what do you mean? And I said, the eights are, she said, justice card, and the number eight is significant between the two of us. Now, she said, this is another sign, she looks at me, and she goes, that's kind of crazy. I said, why? She goes, because the definition of what eight means, I'm trying to incorporate that in my life more. Okay, that's four signs, right? Okay, this is the ones you got to watch out for, but it's significant. I never thought of it. I was sitting there focusing on it, and I sit there and remember what they said, the card justice, and then a number eight, right? She has a son. Her son's name is Justice. Okay?
That's
number five.
What? Wow.
And then here's another one for you. Number six, okay, the sixth sign was she came to help me out with a shop I was opening up. When she came in there with her son, whose name is Justice, he was wearing a shirt with a figure eight on it. Okay?
That eight is infinity.
Right, infinity. Infinity is very important in relationships because realistically what it says is when two people come to the point where there are circles, the circle represents omega. Omega also represents unconditional love. God, unconditional love, right? So when two people love themselves that much individually, I love myself, she loves herself, when you bring those two circles together, that's what you get. You get the figure eight of infinity, which is the idea of how love is. Love is not a two-way street. Love is infinity. It's continuous.
Yeah.
When two people love each other unconditionally, it is very easy to love another spontaneously. You just come together and you just do it. This is actually another sign too that shows people that when you meet the right person, that's what I was trying to say the other day. When people go, "How do you know?" When two people come together that love themselves unconditionally, you don't notice it. You just become.
Yeah.
And you live it. You don't ask questions.
That's right.
It's all that kind of thing. I don't know if you're in a relationship now, but I keep getting the impression that there's certain things happening that's going to fall in that same category too as well. So.
Yep.
So keep that situation.
Like...
Right. So you are in a relationship?
Mm-hmm.
I'm
married. And so, but in my marriage, mine is I want to end it. Like, I've been married for a while, but spiritually, like, we're no longer, he has no interest in, you know, growing spiritually, and I'm, like, just awakening and coming into my own, and so a part of, you know, I'm in a 9-year for myself, so, you know, I need to, like, close everything that's not working, and this has not been working, and so definitely this is a part of me having to end, you know, this situation to move on. But
nine means you're also a light worker. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Nine also represents the idea of your light working ability. That's why you're coming into your awakening. You also got to look at your guy you're married to, too, as well. You could be on the same page if he would allow himself to be. So, therefore, you can see the connection.
You are so exactly right. Because he's my soulmate, you know? That's why I married him. But he doesn't want to do the work. You know what I mean? He chooses to be in fear. And so it's like... that I would have been okay with that if he wasn't so afraid that he was trying to hold me back. Because that's what he's doing now is, you know, his fear, he's trying to put that on me and hold me back, and I can't have that. Like, I've got so much more that I need to do that's why, you know, this has got to end. But you are exactly right. If he would do the work, you know what I mean? We'd be a power couple like we used to be because our spiritual... evenness is what's pulling us apart. And so what you're feeling about the relationship is exactly right because it does have to end. It will end. You know, I'm working on ending it now. But that's what you're catching.
Really?
That's what you're getting.
No, I was sitting because I was trying to focus on the situation because it was like I said before, I was doing some research on this to get some other perception. Edgar Casey says you don't pursue relationships like this. They just happen. But also the idea, there's soul connections. And I was telling somebody else before, too, when it comes to relationships, I was asking the question, what comes first, spiritual or physical? And people always think it's physical. Yeah. Wrong.
Nope.
It's spiritual. Two souls are attracted
to
each other, not two bodies. If it's just a physical attraction, I give it 2 months, maybe 2 weeks.
Yes.
But you look at a spiritual connection.
And you know what people don't realize is that sex is a spiritual act. That's what we've been, you know, we turned it into such a perverse thing. It's a beautiful thing. It's a spiritual act. That's when you connect to our Heavenly Father. So if you're with the right person, then you're creating beautiful, wonderful things. If you're not, or if you're just out, you know, for that physical gratification, you're still creating no matter what. But what you're creating is what you will be surrounded with in your life that's not right. And so that's the problem is that we only are identifying with these bodies. You know what I'm saying? And so they're like, I'm the body, I'm the body. Physical is what it is. And physical is definitely important, but as long as you have that spiritual connection, the physical is always amazing because you are connected spiritually and you're connected within spirit. You know what I mean? But when you don't have that, it's going to always be lacking. And that's why we have all the cheating and, you know, all the craziness because people have come to identify with their body more than understanding that we are, you know,
that's the confusion part.
And we need to come
back
to that.
That's the confusion, right? That's the confusion part when people say, does this guy love me or does he not? I said, well, you should know this.
Yep.
And they go, why should I know this?
That's right.
I said, first and foremost, when you came on and you asked me the question, you said, I have a connection with this guy. Well, the connection and the bond that you have with the person, you should tell you everything, like a phone line. I was telling a friend of mine, I was like, it's amazing how you guys have so much faith, and have so much faith in your asses of sitting on that chair. That's a connection. But you don't question it. You sit on the chair. You have a lot of faith in that chair. You have a lot of faith in the support and the whole bit. I said, if you could do the same thing within a relationship, this tells me also flat out it's not a spiritual connection either. It's a physical thing.
Yep.
They're being drawn to what they see, not what they feel. The one thing, once I look at it, is the one people say, we were drawn together. I don't know why, but in the process of being drawn together, it's like overwhelming, but it's also a good thing. I feel very overwhelmed with the energy. See, that's the key right there. The energy, I feel overwhelmed with this energy, this love between the two of us. And people talk about the love at first sight. You can have love at first sight if you lay down the resistance to realize and to let what's happening. Because this is my definition of love. You don't create love. You experience it, which means the idea of compatibility is important, because when you start really getting to know each other, you're letting down the walls. You're letting down the resistance to share more of yourself, which you are pure love.
Yes.
And then you focus on that situation.
Are.
That's what I'm saying. It's so important to unconditionally love yourself for who you are. And guess what? You'll attract a person who does the same thing, so it's easy to come together. People think they think that love and relationships is to attract a fixer-upper or a freaking situation. I'm not going to say these spiritual situations are not learning experiences, but it's going to be something you're going to learn together, not one or the other. Like if you have a friend, if you have a guy you're with, okay, like the one you're in right now, he's not learning that he's with you, not just for the ideal of sex and the relationship and comfortability, because comfortability will ruin relationships. You don't need comfortability.
Yeah.
You should be always striving for more and more and more. And I don't say materialistically. I'm saying you need to focus on the idea of growing as a couple, growing as two people.
Yep.
So when you look at a situation, your husband, he doesn't realize the reason you're coming through your awakening is because he's supposed to as well. That's what this whole relationship on the spiritual soulmate. And the idea, we also saw that thing where they talk about twin flames and soulmates. And Edgar Cayce said, realistically, they're basically the same. It's just that most times when it comes to twin flames come together more of a partnership to actually create some kind of spiritual organization or some kind of spiritual thing that's going to change the human race. The world, and everything has an effect anyway. All these relationships, and that's what I was trying. I love Doreen Virtue how she puts it. She goes, "When you focus on the situation and you learn from each other, when you heal yourself, so do you heal the world." So it shows your impact, your example. So the more you work on yourself, okay. So like with your husband, you might want to sit there and work on the situation on yourself for a while to see if he's going to kick in.
That's why I know I have to end it, because the whole all the work that I've been doing was, you know, completely me. And then from working on me is when I realized, you know, that we have an issue, because just the work that I've done on me, he has no interest. And so it's like we're here to grow, you know what I mean, apart and together. And he has no interest in growth. And I know he's stuck in fear, because either, you know, you're in fear or you're in love, and you can't be in love and not want to grow and do your work, you know, and he doesn't want to. And so I don't fault him for that, you know. I just know that before he wasn't stopping me, but now that I've come to a point to where, you know, things are happening even on a metaphysical level for me, that's scaring him. And so now he's trying to, you know, pull me back down. And it's like, no, honey, you can't do that. You know, there was a time when I wanted him to rise and come with me, but now I understand, you know, he needs to go do his thing and I've got to do mine, because being free from him is the only way that I'm really going to be able to do what I need to do. And I don't feel the same about him anymore, because I am very spiritual, and the fact that, you know, he's not allowing that to be a part of him anymore is making me, like, I don't have the same even connection with him, you know? So I never wish him bad or anything like that, but...
Let me say one thing, and I got to go on to somebody else, but one thing I want to say to you is you don't have, and this, the idea of actually following your guidance and going through this spiritual awakening and that kind of stuff, You don't really have to do anything with your you don't have to do anything with your relationship, but let it play itself out, and the opportunity will come that you guys will go separate directions. Because the more you focus on your spirituality, and the more you start focusing on what is the truth, the more he has a tendency to get like a distance between the two. But I just feel like the universe is actually going to bring about an opportunity where you can you both can actually go in two different directions.
Good.
Like in a win-win situation. So that's one thing I notice about spirituality too, is they always attract win-win situations where people can actually sit down and communicate and go, okay, this is not working in the sense that it was supposed to, but then I'm going, what's going on in my life is working, so I'm going to continue this way and you go your way. Because this is the thing, if you keep going forward and you keep trying to drag him behind you, what you need to do is let go of him and stop dragging him, and the universe will take care of the situation. You just got to focus on you. Because there's a lot of things that are going on right now. So therefore, don't worry about it. But I'm just saying, also pay attention to the opportunities that come to you where this can end on a good note. Okay? So it's like one of those situations. Of course, I get the impression he's one of those people who does not just the idea of following his spiritual path, but he's also refusing to make a decision. It's going to be made for him if he likes it or not. There's so many crazy situations in the ideal. But the one thing, I'm just saying, you don't have to intentionally do anything. An opportunity will come to you where it will all come just like it's supposed to. Okay, I hate to go, but I got some other people
I know,
in
thank
here.
You. It's been so wonderful talking to you. Sorry to take up everybody's time, but I'm a new caller to the show, and so I'm definitely a fan now, and I will be calling again and listening.
Okay,
thank you so much.
I appreciate you calling, too. You have a great time.
Sure.
And you know, if you ever get a chance to come to Manitou Springs, I actually have a shop downtown. I want to sit there and tell everybody about my, I have this shop. It's at 946 and a half Manitou Avenue in Manitou Springs, Colorado.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Okay.
So it's right across from
it?
It's called the Mystic Closet Psychic Shop.
Mystic
Closet.
Mystic
Closet.
Mystic Closet.
Mm-hmm. The Mystic Closet Psychic Shop. So, you know, if anybody's out there and you're in this area and you want to maybe a tour coming into town, stop by.
Yeah.
We like doing readings in person, and right now we're having some great specials where if you come to the shop and you'll get an angel card reading and a palm reading together for only $30, which usually the angel card reading itself is $30. And if you bring a friend, theirs is half price. So, therefore, usually instead of two people coming like your friend and you, it'd be $60. If you come, it'll only be $45. So yours is $30,
nice.
Your friend's is half price, so come on down if you're absent. Come on. And actually, also, bring some friends with you. I'm just saying, the more people you bring with you, the more it makes it easier for me to actually give more discounts and that kind of stuff. So therefore, if four people, it's only $45 a person, which is that's still like, what, $90?
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Four people,
It really
so
is.
Give us a call. If you want to right now my phone's not really working, right, but if you want to contact me through my website, which is www.PsychicXJourneyman. The X is capitalized, so it's Psychic X Journeyman, just like my show. If you've seen it on Blog Talk Radio, the capital X and everything.
Yeah.
It's PsychicXJourneyman.com. And if you contact me through my website, I will definitely get back with you, probably through Skype or whatever, but I will definitely get, as soon as I get that message, I always contact people back. And my phone is one of those things I have straight talk, and there's probably going to be promptings before they do that to remind me I got to pay my bill. And they don't. Every time I pay my bill, they always give me the promptings after I pay the bill.
After.
Which is kind of weird.
I know. You know why?
Yeah.
I actually used to work for Nextel, which we merged with Sprint. It's computerized.
Uh-huh.
And so it's done by computer, and they have your billing cycle off. So then you can just go back in there and reprogram it to fix it because the computer just sends it out. But they have your billing cycle off, and so it's not doing it right. So just tell them, you know,
no
hey,
problem.
You guys need to go in there. And fix that, and then that'll stop.
Okay, no problem.
This is so wonderful, and I thank you so much. You have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, just go on to... Okay, let's go to area code 954. Welcome to the show. How are you? What's your name?
Hey, I'm doing good. This is James from Florida.
Jane or James?
James from Florida.
Okay, so how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm glad you're on during the daytime for us.
Oh, no problem. It's one of those situations I started one of those promptings where you go and do the whole thing, and then now we're doing Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 11 a.m. Mountain Time, and then Tuesdays and Thursdays we're still on at, what is it, 9 Mountain Time, so gives everybody kind of a chance. If you're a late person, you can still get on. If you're an early person, here we are. We want to do some more stuff with Atlantis and start discussing more about these. It was called the First People, which is supposed to be a society that was actually before the dinosaurs. And it's so we're talking millions of years ago. But it was kind of incredible. But on that note, how can we help you?
Well, you know what? Actually, I had two things. Number one, I wanted to share a dream that I had about being in Atlantis.
Okay.
If that was okay. I do remember, you know, it was a really intense dream, and I remember walking, it was like a road, just walking down the road, and I guess I was in a city place because there were a lot of selling and a lot of merchants all around me. And, you know, everyone was in frantic, everyone was in panic, and I remember looking at the sky, and it was just red and purple and black, and I could see lightning, and I can see just everyone, the rain, it was raining hard, and people were screaming, yelling, and I could just see this wave, this tidal wave, and I think I was there with a friend, and I felt at peace, and I was standing there watching this wave of water, you know, this ocean just come over us, and it was on the verge of just consuming us, but I was just at complete peace. And it was just amazing for me to look, you know, I was amazed at it. But I just remember all the chaos that was all around me and the wave just come in, just complete consuming us or consuming me at the time. And I woke up and I said, you know what, I think that was I think that was something from a past life. And and then I don't know, I guess the synchronicity, I just found out, you know, it was more so about Atlantis or me being in Atlantis. And so that's what I can remember. It was a tense dream. It didn't feel like a normal dream. It felt real, if that makes any sense.
Oh, yeah. So it was like one of those things. It's like a combination of past life, but also a lucid dream. So it's like you're there in this lucid dream experiencing it again. So you have this sense of calm and relaxation because you realize it. I'm not really here, but I experience it. It's one of those things where I can experience it this time again, but I know it's going to happen. It's also those learning things. There's some things happening in your life that you need to be more calm about, more relaxed. And you have to experience this, where it's just like within. Where it's like, okay, I know this is like the end, but not really. Because I think the way things actually go out of that past life and felt like with that kind of connection, they knew it wasn't the end. It was just that phase of their life, that one life coming to a conclusion on the fate or something else, and then they reincarnated afterwards. But since that one came up the most, it's the idea of tapping in. It's also the idea of the one thing the Atlanteans were doing is that they got away from this. They got, I guess you would say, their downfall was the idea of getting away from the idea of spiritual life and being caught up in materialism, because they were actually very wealthy, getting caught up in materialism and stuff. It's logical to these days, too. Like, if money's been saved, they're not realizing, you know, it's having faith and trust and realizing everything that's ever happened in your life is because of the intentions you put out there and the things you have yourself. And realizing, I deserve this.
Right. That was really intense. That, yeah. I was wondering if I could receive an angel reading in regards to my life path.
Well, I think I was going to say too, the angel reading with Saturn saying the ideal you need to focus on to your own psychic abilities, your own intentions, and exactly what you really want to do, what's resonating with you in your heart's desire, which has a tendency, I think, in what I can pick up, is the idea of the past life, this life, as in the past, of how many things you've pushed to the side, but you still, if you open yourself up to the possibility, there's a lot of things you can still follow through with. Because I was sitting there looking at some things, too, as well. And that was the very first one that came up. It was almost like the idea of Archangel Raziel and Archangel Jeremiel. Now, Archangel Jeremiel is the ideal. The definition of this angel is the ideal of. Archangel Jeremiel is the one that, when we pass over, gives us a go over our lives, like a going over it again. See, this is what we did in our lives, okay? But Archangel Jeremiel can also work with you now to also do a review of your life, to where you can actually look at it and see where you need to check the changes, or even the idea, like I said before, past experiences that you thought that you couldn't follow through, so you push them to the side, which is the idea of going with that life and go, okay, at that moment you had two choices to make. Either follow through and live it, or push it to the side. And when you look at it and realize there's a lot of things happening in your life right now, you can still experience those things, but there's still promptings and that stuff going on too that brings you down a different path. But it's not a different path. It was a path that you were going to choose in the first place. It's basically putting you there. And then Archangel Raziel is the angel, like a sage, of working on abilities, spiritual abilities, tapping into your intuition where you can make the transition would be a whole lot smoother for you. Because that's one thing I picked the most was psychic insights, but also in those psychic insights. Not just the idea of seeing them, but also having the courage to follow through with them.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
It's almost like the idea of looking at the ideal of how we've been taught. Those are actually false senses of responsibility. Because every time I've seen people change their path and really focus on the spiritual life and actually do what their hearts desire, the things that they always had problems with in the past become a thing of the past. And they start realizing that when they put themselves in what they really love, which is actually the key to attracting and manifesting, and then you put yourself on the right path and the idea of what you came here for in the first place. And, you know, people get caught up in the human self, the human concepts. You know, got to go and work a real job. You got to do all these things. They don't realize that that lifestyle never existed until the true form of what human means existed. And a lot of people are getting caught in that whole thing. That's why a lot of people are actually gravitating to spirituality, because realistically, the spirit, the soul, that's who you truly are. And it also shows that you have no limitations and you're a very extremely powerful being. It's kind of funny, too. I always talk to people when I sit here and say, you know, in the Bible it says, Jesus says, ye are gods, and you'll do greater works than I.
Right.
And they look at me going, oh, I don't want to do that. Why not?
Right.
It's your birthright. And it's kind of funny when people look at me and they go, really? I said, you know, you talk about you guys read the Bible, but I'm kind of wondering if you really do. Because I've seen that in myself, and it's one of those things. Or my brother will sit there and come back and go, hey, you know something? This is the argument that I had with a woman. And my brother wants to argue. He wants to debate. I don't. I want to share my passions and my beliefs with you. So therefore, if you contradict what I say, realistically, I can still respect you and realize that's your perception. That's what you believe, and you're sharing that with me. And I think if two people can share like that, I think we should also have relationships in the same manner, too, sharing with each other. And that's what I was saying. When I got in an argument with a woman who said, just because you're made in the image of a God doesn't mean you're a God. I said, okay, so if I'm made in the image of a car, I guess I'm a tree. And she goes, no, you're... And then she got mad at me because I actually made her say it. Well, I didn't really make her say it, but I just looked at her and said, hey. And she's like, no, if you're made in the image of a car, you're a car. I said, really? And she goes, I don't like you. And I was like, why? You should not hate me because I just sat here and told you, and you disagreed with me without even knowing it. But therefore, the truth always comes out. Even when you don't, when you least expect it. It's like when you're with somebody and you start calling them by an ex's name, just get past what the world would say and say that's disrespectful. And look at the truth of why we're doing that. There's something in that person that resembles an ex. Okay? So you have to take, that's what I'm saying, the truth is coming out. Because here you go, this is a person you can't stand, but all of a sudden you start calling this person by that name. So just take a look at it and see what it's for. Because we have to realize one thing, too. When we had relationships with past people, we also loved those people at one time. So we saw the positive in them. And somewhere down the line, those people decided to embrace the worst side, and so it didn't work out. But when you start to look at the situation, you also discover one thing about people that enter your life. It's more about a discovery about yourself. They're not the problem. They're not the blame. They're just being who they are. So you have to ask yourself at that moment, am I being who I am? Because if you're sitting there going, I just call this person by a certain name, and you say, oh, that's disrespectful, but you don't look at the reason why, then you're not being yourself. Because you would definitely look at the situation and go, that is kind of funny. Why would I call this girl by another name that I don't want to be with that person? Maybe it's because you don't want to be that person either, and you're just not allowing yourself to see the truth. Because you really want to, that's basically a situation that's got to the point where people keep giving themselves up. You've heard the term, give your power away.
Right.
Somewhere in that relationship, someone has given their power away, and they just realized it because they did the same thing with the person before. Well, they got to the point where they wanted something to really work out really well, but they started giving up bits and pieces of themselves. Which is kind of funny because it's an illusion, because if you sit and break up with that person, you realize those traits still exist with you. You just push them to the side. So it's easy to obtain those, realizing that you still are that person. You've just given that person up in the ideal favor. Because people have a tendency to do that a lot. And then they lose themselves, and they think it's such a hard journey to go back to finding oneself, not realizing if you look in the mirror, that's who you are right there. Just accept it. Look at the idea of what's going on and go, oh, I know what I need to do now, and do it. But you have to get to that point of accepting yourself for who you are at that moment of what you created. So therefore, you can recreate if you need to. But you can't do that if you don't know where to start. But I'm sitting with you in the situation, what you're going through, and that kind of stuff of past lives. You know, right now, I was sitting here and look at the situation, what's going on, what was there. Because of being a Atlantean, somewhere along the line, they actually gave up their selves too, indirectly or directly, because of focusing more on materialistic stuff. So if you look at our society, you can see the same thing happening. People are focusing on too much money. Okay, money's a tool. Focusing on money per se as the forefront is like focusing on 10,000 hammers. Who needs 10,000 hammers? You know, think about that. But if you do. But say you're building a house, you're going to need a number of hammers and a number of people to do that. But you can't realize it unless you step right there and look at the blueprints of your life or look at the blueprints of building a house. There are certain things that you need, you desire, and you want. But once you establish those things, you'll start realizing how easy it is to attract it to you. Now, if you go back to your past, your dream, somewhere along the line, you realize what you've done. That's why you're at a contentment and relax, is because when you looked at that dream, that's what you did. You realize, okay, I brought these consequences upon myself. Not as a society, but as yourself. And now you're looking at your own life and you're starting to reevaluate things, and you need to keep continuously go through that so you can start clearing the clutter out of your life. The more you clear the clutter out of your life and the more you realize what you want to do, which actually makes it easier to get back on that path. But sometimes people realize that there's two paths right next to each other. They might even be a foot away from each other. But see, our mind says we made a bad choice. So all we can see is all the chaos is going on right now. We don't realize if we simply just take a step to the right, about a foot, we put ourselves back on the path that was always there for us. It's just that the world has actually given us some insights and stuff that's taken us off the path. That's why things are starting to get to the point where, like one lady said, she said, my life sucks. It's because you're still living on those worldly perceptions instead of focusing on oneself and your true spirituality. And so, okay, my spirit is saying, this is not right. And it's also telling you where you need to go. So if you start focusing on where you need to go, it will be that easy of just letting go.
Right.
Put yourself back in the flow. Got that all rhymed. There you go. Anyway.
Thank you. That made sense. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. No problem. It's just take it all in stride. Let it resonate with you for a while, too. And if it doesn't take you a lot to resonate with, still take some time and go, okay, this is great. So therefore, I know exactly what to do. But even it doesn't matter what kind of state that you're in. If you really tap into your spirit, which that's why I always prompted people to actually focus on their abilities. Why it's so important for chakra balancing and chakra clearing. Why it's so important to clear your aura, to let go of things, cut the cords, because it makes it easier to connect to spirit, because these are just instructions, or as well as kind of say before, clear the clutter.
Right.
And you know what I'm talking about.
Wow. Thank you. Wow. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, let me continue on with other people, and I really appreciate you calling. Thank you, and you know, it's like I always tell people, contact people on the website if you really want to do some private sessions or work on some life coaching and really tap into those abilities. By just contacting me at www.psychicxjourneyman.com, and I definitely would love to work with you. If not, we'll be here Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 11, and then Tuesday nights and Thursday nights at 9. And we have no problem with whatever avenue you choose. But I do like working with people in private and personal situations because it just makes it easier and I can give more time. So whatever's good for you, that'd be great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a fantastic day.
You too.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. I'm trying to. Oh, I hit that. There we go. Okay, area code 619.
Hi there.
Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Good. How are you? Thank you.
Huh? I'm doing great. What's your name?
Donna.
And where are you calling from, Donna?
I'm from San Diego.
San Diego.
Yeah.
So how can I help you?
I don't think I've called before. Are you? No, you're giving readings? Is that?
Yeah, so all I say right now is the ideal of time. Right now we're still on, but I think we only got approximately, I'm not sure, I think we're talking about maybe 15 minutes. So
okay.
I'm just warning people ahead of time in case we get cut off. I'm trying to get to everybody I can. But you go ahead. Yeah, we're doing readings. I was telling people they got some insights on Atlantis, that kind of stuff. Like the last lady, she had a dream about Atlantis and the situation where she was at. So, but if you just want to ask a couple questions, go right ahead.
Okay. Maybe some insight to this my moves I'll be making shortly in a couple weeks in my job situation.
Okay.
What's about it?
So you want some insights and the idea of how the move is going to be?
How my job search is going to go and how the relationship, the relationship's going to turn out.
Okay, so we actually have a situation with job and you're moving. Okay, so you're going to be moving and then you'll be looking for a job, correct?
Yes, correct.
Well, when it comes to being the idea of move, I get the impression that's going to be good.
Yeah.
And it also says focusing on the idea of don't focus on the worst-case scenario. Focus on exactly how you want things to happen. You see a really smooth transition. Also, the idea if you're going to, as you're moving, you're going to be going there, you're going to be looking for a job. I get the impression, realistically, I only see it taking 2 weeks, if that.
Okay.
But you also said something. I focus on the situation. It keeps saying over and over again, realistically, look at the situation, what you really want to do. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, you can actually, once you get detailed and focused and exact, okay, I want this kind of job, I just feel like it's going to be no time because of being that detailed, okay?
Uh-huh.
It's very important, okay? But also, you were also talking about a relationship.
Uh-huh.
You're talking about romantic-wise?
Yeah, I'm going to be moving in with somebody.
So you're wondering how that's going to work out?
Yeah, if there's going to be any problems.
Well, it's like this. It's not going to be perfect. I do feel like a transition, but it's also one of those things of communication and being very honest with each other, which means, I'm not saying you haven't, but it's going to be a totally different situation.
Right.
So it's the idea being honest.
Right.
I'm
he's,
just going to be honest
yeah.
about your ex.
Right. Well,
he's
see, he's coming out of a 9-year relationship, so I just wondered if he's going to, miss that or, if it's going to, I don't know.
This is what comes
worried.
To me, okay? What this situation is, forget it. Forget he ever was in a relationship. Forget the whole thing.
Okay.
So therefore, in the process of saying living together, and he brings it up, well, I'm having a tough time living in this relationship. It's the ideal of having strength within the relationship and yourself, and say, okay, I'm a very straightforward and honest person. This bugs me, and being honest about it, and saying, something, dude, let it go, because realistically, the universe has brought us together. Everything has fallen in place. Because this is where we're at. So therefore, either embrace it or maybe I should think about considering another situation, being that freaking straightforward. Because it's like one thing, don't let things drag out, don't let them prolong, you know, like you don't want a situation where it comes up in the process of the first month, and you know for a fact the way it resonates with you, you've got to do something different, don't wait 6 months. Because realizations are like this. As soon as a realization happens, that's the time you make the decision and you follow through with what you got to do. Now, when I look at the situation, I feel like the more blunt you are, the more the chance the relationship has to go. It's just, I mean, seriously, I've done the same thing too. People go, I just got to have a relationship. Well, you made a decision, and I think you should honor it because we're living it. So therefore, bringing that relationship in is not just being disrespectful to me, it's being disrespectful to you because what we can actually create together, and that's blunt.
Yeah, okay. Cool. Sounds like good advice. Great.
That's just the way it comes to me. It's it's a definitely good situation because certain things have already fallen into place for it to happen, and it should be allowed to happen.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. And
all right.
Do you see him? Well, do you see his job situation? We'll see. He's good. He's also kind of in transition. Do you see it? Is it coming up for him in the near future?
Well, I see that. Well, the thing that happens, the more you let your life fall in to synchronicity and falling into place. Remember one thing we always say about law of attraction, like attracts like. So therefore, the more you honor yourself, the more he falls into place too. So the transition is going to be realistically easy for both of you.
Yeah.
There's this thing called free will that can actually interfere, but I think if you both just allow this to happen and look at the positives, don't look at the cons.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Look at the pros, and you'll see something really fantastic.
Okay, sounds good.
And all I'm saying is let go of the past. See, the past, those things didn't work out. That's why you're here now, looking for something you're looking for something to work, something to be what you've always wanted to be. And I think the universe is saying, we need to know. So just let it happen. And we'll grow.
Okay. All right. For your time. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, God bless you.
Let us know. You too. Bye-bye. Let's see. Okay, one more, I think. I'm going to try to get through these things as possible. Area code 901. Hello, welcome to the show, and how are you? Hello.
901.
Yes, 901. You're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I just want a quick reading, if you can give
What's
me
your name?
Lo.
Did you say Lo?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. People have a problem that say that. I don't know. I've got to change it then. It's a Lorette.
Okay, no problem. So how can we help you? Where are you calling
from,
too?
Well, I just want... this is Tennessee.
Okay, cool. Go ahead and ask your question real quick.
Okay, I just really wanted a quick reading. I got some issues that I'm on. I'm enduring, and I don't know how much more I can take. I'm really dealing with something, and I don't want to take it anymore. I really want to fight for what I believe in, but I actually am tired. But I want to continue to fight something that's still driving me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what's the situation that you want to give up?
I'm not going to give it up, but I don't want to say I'm going to give it up. I got a lot of things going on, and it's just regarding the job situation, actually.
Okay. No, the reason I was saying that, because like you said, you have so much stuff going on, and that's actually the way it's going to me. Lots of stuff going on. So I was trying to sort it out, but it was like, it's almost like a bunch of stuff in one basket, and you just kind of look at it going, oh, my God, you know. A lot of chaos and that kind of stuff, too. The thing I think that's the most is the idea that there's something that you should be fighting for, but you also should look at the situation. But I feel like you're fighting for the wrong thing, when you should actually be fighting for yourself. What is good for you? You know, the idea that, this might sound crazy, but a lot of people have a tendency to forget that they give the job a personality. And they start thinking, okay, this is, I got to fight for this job, not realizing you're giving up yourself, because what's really going on there's a reflection saying, no, you need to fight for you because you've given yourself up in the process of this job. And you actually need to really focus on something. See, I get to, when I look at the situation, I go, okay, this is great. But it's almost like something you should also be building on your own as well. Because you've got a lot of experience, a lot of essence, and also the idea of this person that you created within yourself needs an outlet, and this situation is just not giving that outlet no more. And it's the ideal something that you should be discovering and creating something of your own. Because I was listening to this one, and we're talking about contentment, peace, and abundance. Okay? With the situation, the chaos, you have to find that within yourself. The happy home life that I keep picking up on is the happiness within yourself. And it's the ideal to be successful at that kind of completion of that project, which is you, is to go to a different direction. So it's the ideal looking at the situation, the way it comes to me, shoot, it keeps coming up in the next 2 or 3 days. Let this resonate with you. See where the promptings are taking you, what direction to go into. And just let go and allow them to take you in that right direction. It's almost like it's the first step that you need to do. It's the idea also of sitting down with a pad and pencil and actually writing down the ideal. What is your passion? You know, what is your passion? What is the thing you love to do? If you could turn it into a business, what would it be? Take the pad and pencil, start writing down ideals and how you could do that, and then you'll actually get some insights also on which direction you should go into and realizing that you're at a point in your life now to create. And in this situation you're in right now, it's just it's like living someone else's dream, and it's like almost like something within yourself. Your essence is going, I need to live my own dream, and this is just not working for me. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I understand.
I also get this really strong impression about a relationship too, as well. A lot of things, but it seems like the one thing you got to get right with is within yourself. And you'll start seeing within yourself, the more you focus on you, what works and what doesn't, what contributes to your happiness and what you need to let go of, or who. So take the steps and start really focusing on you. I mean, some people get crazy with it. I've had conversations with this with a lot of people going, isn't that selfishness? It's like this. If you're not good for yourself, then you're not good for anybody else. There was one thing I read in the Bible. I sit here and said, in the Bible it says, God, Jesus says the greatest commandment is to love your neighbor as you love yourself. But if you listen to the statement, you can never take self out of it. Because if you don't love yourself, you can't love another, you can't love your neighbor. So therefore, when you look at the situation, it's saying, go back to who? You. It's not a selfish thing. It's just the idea of correcting things that you've let go in the past, and now you're getting to a point where your essence is saying, I'm tired of compromising, and now I need to focus on what I really want to do, which is actually, realistically, it's going to contribute to other people's happiness too, because they're going to see you going, ooh, she's going after what she really wants, which prompts other people to do the same thing, which actually corrects a lot of things just by what you did for yourself. So therefore, you've helped out a lot of people indirectly by helping yourself. Go through the process and you understand what I'm talking about.
Go through the what now?
Go through the process, like I said before.
Oh, okay.
Of helping yourself out, and you understand what
right.
I'm saying. Because a lot of times when you hear it, it doesn't resonate until you actually do it.
I'm actually going through that process, so I understand what you're saying, yes. I'm actually am walking myself through this process, but still it's like I'm not going to get to if I don't complete this particular mission, which is to do what I have to do in order to get some things done, then I cannot go through this process the way it should be, the way I should go.
Right.
Through. I don't know. I mean,
the process, and then therefore just keep continuing going through the whole thing, because it's like you're, in that case, and I would sit here and say, from what I've just said, and just basically it's like a confirmation, you're really on the threshold of discovery and a realization on a lot of levels. So,
I couldn't, Holly, because I couldn't hear you. What did you say about a relationship?
No, I said I was also picking up on a relationship.
Oh, okay.
and I wasn't sure you were in a relationship, but as we were sitting talking about this other stuff, I'm trying to, because sometimes when you pick up relationship-wise, it's the idea of determining, do you have a relationship? Are you in a relationship? Because if you're not, then it really reflects on the relationship that you have with yourself to keep building that and creating that and strengthening that relationship. Okay? So that's what I'm saying. If you're not in a relationship, I call it getting relationship. So it's crucial that you have that relationship with yourself, because if you're not in one, it's